for something or other. "And I can't get it to go backwards," he said.
"Don't worry," said Simony. "It won't have to go backwards. What about armour?"
Erne waved a distracted hand around his workshop.
"This is a village forge," he said. "This thing is 20 feet long. Zakharos can't make plates bigger than a few feet across. I've tried nailing them on a framework, but it just collapses under the weight."
Simony looked at the skeleton of the steam car and the pile of plates stacked beside it.
"Ever been in a battle, Erne?" he said.
"No. I've got flat feet and I'm not very strong."
"Do you know what a tortoise is?"
Erne scratched his head.
"Okay, the answer isn't a little reptile in a shell, is it? Because you know I know that."
"I mean a shield tortoise. When you're attacking a fortress or a wall, and the enemy is dropping everything he's got on you, every man holds his shield overhead so that it kind of slots into all the shields around him. Can take a lot of weight."
"Overlapping," murmured Erne.
"Like scales," said Simony.
Erne looked reflectively at the cart.
"Tortoise," he said.
"And the battering ram?" said Simony.
"Oh, that's no problem," said Erne, not paying much attention. "Tree trunk bolted to the frame. Big iron rammer. They're only bronze doors, you say?"
"Yes, but very big."
"Then they're probably hollow, or cast iron bronze plates on wood. That's what I'd do."
"Not solid bronze? Everyone says they're solid bronze."
"That's what I'd say, too."
"Excuse me, sirs."
A burly man stepped forward. He wore the uniform of the palace guards.
"This is Sergeant Fergman," said Simony. "Yes, Sergeant."
"The doors is reinforced with Clachian steel because of all the fighting in the time of the false prophet Zog, and they opens outwards only, like lock gates on a canal, do you understand? If you're pushing them, they only locks more firmly together."
"How are they opened then?" said Erne.
"The Cenobarch raises his hand, and the breath of God blows them open," said the sergeant.
"In a logical sense, I meant."
"Oh, well, one of the deacons goes behind a curtain and pulls a lever. But when I was on guard down in the crypts sometimes, there was a room, there was gratings and things. Well, you could hear water gushing."
"Hydraulics," said Erne. "Thought it would be hydraulics."
"Can you get in?" said Simony.
"To the room? Why not? No one bothers with it."
"Could he make the doors open?" said Simony.
"Hmm?" said Erne. Erne was rubbing his chin reflectively with a hammer. He seemed to be lost in a world of his own.
"I said, could Fergman make these hydraulics work?"
"Hmm? Oh, shouldn't think so," said Erne vaguely.
"Could you?" "What? Could you make them work?"
"Oh, probably. It's just pipes and pressures, after all.
Erne was still staring thoughtfully at the steam cart. Simony nodded meaningfully at the sergeant, indicating that he should go away, and then tried the mental interplanetary journey necessary to get to whatever world Erne was in. He tried looking at the cart, too.
"How soon can you have it all finished?"
"Hmm?
I said,
late tomorrow night if we work through tonight."
"But we'll need it for the next dawn. We won't have time to see if it works."
"It'll work first time," said Erne.
"Really?
I built it. I know about it. You know about swords and spears and things. I know about things that go round and round. It will work first time."
"Good. Well, there are other things I've got to do."
"Right."
Erne was left alone in the barn. He looked reflectively at his hammer and then at the iron cart. They didn't know how to cast bronze properly here. Their iron was pathetic, just pathetic. Their copper, it was terrible. They seemed to be able to make steel that shattered at a blow. Over the years, the Quisition had weeded out all the good smiths. He'd done the best he could, but...
"Just don't ask me about the second or third time," he said quietly to himself.
Vorbis sat in the stone chair in his garden, papers strewn around him.
"Well?"
The kneeling figure did not look up. Two guards stood over it with drawn swords.
The turtle people, the people are plotting something,"
it said, the voice shrill with terror.
"Of course they are, of course they are," said Vorbis. "And what is this plot?"
There is some kind of